Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more. Kaya Biz. With Kokuletsu Mfuphi
on Kaya FM 95.9.
You're probably driving in one of your second most expensive assets right now, so using public transport or in your vehicle. But property, right, is one of those fundamental investments that we all seek to make, addressing the fundamental needs of having a shelter, but also being the landlord, umastend, being the one who charges the rent and actually looks to make a profit from buying, developing, and leasing out property. But to give us the details with regard to in her personal experience as to how she's managed to do this, given that she's young, she's black, she's female, she's a professional, and really breaking all the barriers and stereotypes with regard to property investing, I'm joined in studio by Zamantungwa Khumalo. Such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Gugu.
I'm excited because I'm one of those people who follows your Insta stories and understands that you're under 30. You've got 7 properties, if I'm not mistaken.
Slightly less.
Yeah. But that's still a huge achievement. Yeah. There are people your age who don't even have properties at the moment, and we understand there's a multitude of elements contribute to that. Where was the starting point for you? Before you even have the money, you need to have the aspiration, right? Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. So I think oftentimes when I talk about my property journey, I say it started at about 22, 23, because that's when I actually started viewing properties. But I went home a couple of weeks ago, and my mom sort of took out old pictures. And I realized that actually the seed was planted far earlier than that. So when we were growing up, you know, they bought land, and just after they bought land, literally went to go view the land. Mm-hmm. So we saw the piece of land and they were like, this is where our home was going to be. And fast forward, you know, the foundation was dug up, and then we physically see, okay, this is your room, this is going to be the kitchen. And as they were building, you know, kind of like went through that journey. Yeah. So I think for me, it got, it was planted very early. My mom always had an interest in property. She used to religiously buy Homeowner magazine and sort of literally dream up a beautiful home. So Ekaya will literally have probably over 200 copies of Homeowner magazine. Wow. It's the craziest thing. So I think now retrospectively, you realize that your parents plant seeds in you that you're not really aware of. So it was only really in my early 20s when I started sort of working and thinking, okay, I want to buy a property. You know, I should now really start researching about how to go about it, that I realized this is part of the journey that I want to walk.
What amazes me about your story is that you take what we see in recent reports from financial institutions like FNB, who actually say that we see a higher rate of single women contributing at least 10.3% of property buyers in South Africa versus our male counterparts, who currently stand at about 7%. So you took this and practically implemented the skills, and I'm hoping that you can impart some lessons that the rest of us can learn. As you say, the seed was planted quite early, but you didn't go in thinking, okay, I'm just going to rock up and buy a property. There's a lot of time that you spent researching here.
And I did. I think one of the very frustrating things right now in South Africa is there still really isn't that much information about getting into the property market. I mean, it's certainly better than when I was 22, 23. So I'm 29 now. And back then, it was a lot of the content was almost 99% the US or the UK. So you couldn't really access a lot of information about navigating the property market. And I think I kind of invested a lot of my time into learning how to build up a property portfolio, the do's and don'ts, even with the limited information that was there.
Sure.
I think people who now are getting into it are more fortunate. I mean, even on my social media platforms, there's a property invest series that I run where I'm essentially educating people and teaching them how you can navigate the system, things that you need to be looking out for. From if you are viewing, here are things that you must be looking out for. If you
give us some of those tips, because what I like about you is that you essentially start off with understanding your credit report as a standpoint, and then as you go viewing, where you're not even ready to buy, but just make sure that you understand the dynamics of various suburbs and the tricks of the trade internally.
I mean, one of the first things I say to young professionals, or even regardless of how old you are, is first get what your credit score is, right? And it can be done whether at a small fee or for free. You just go online. A lot of these credit bureaus essentially give you that. I worked with a bond originator, and that helps, especially in the beginning. I mean, and now I'm kind of more seasoned. I don't need to work with one. So a bond originator is a free service. This is the really cool thing about it. And they essentially pre-qualify you, which means that they'll say to you, okay, Google, you can qualify to get a home loan of up to 1 million rands if it's at prime, right? And now you know, as you're going going about viewing, this is basically your budget.
Yes.
So you can't go viewing properties that are 1.5 or 1.6 because you're not going to get that home loan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very big thing. So even when you're not really ready to buy, it helps to know what you're kind of looking at, because as you're viewing on different websites, it helps you to see, okay, I qualify for a million. Maybe I'm looking at a place that's 750.
Perfect.
And these are the different costs. And I think one of the things, and I cover this quite a bit even on my social media, is also then considering some of the other costs that are there.
Yes, because they sneak in, right?
There's so many. I mean, I remember, so what I did was when I was 26, I bought myself two properties for my 27th birthday. And I, even with all the research, I thought I only had to pay one lawyer for one property.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a home loan. So obviously, if you're buying cash, that's the case. But if you're getting it financed, it's two lawyers. And so the transfer lawyers and the bond registration attorneys. So now you can imagine I'm buying two properties.
Ooh.
So I'm essentially paying four sets of attorneys. I mean, four attorneys. And it was quite daunting because I hadn't budgeted for that. So I budgeted for the two. And I mean, I put down
a rough estimate as to how that cost you.
I think for the two properties, including the lawyers, I think it was about 70-80K, give or take.
Sure.
Which isn't a lot, because I also bought, I bought low, so I'm kind of bullish in negotiating. So you also, depending Perfect. What you're buying, your business model and the likes, I bought relatively low. So if I had bought quite high, obviously that attorney bill would have been like significantly
sure.
higher. And I think, so those are some of the considerations that are so important, because we forget about them. And even where you're buying, asking things like, what are the levies where you're buying? So you find a really good apartment, let's say it's a nice two bed, two bath, and let's suppose your bond payment is going to be like 5.5,
mm-hmm.
but then you find that the levies are 3,000. That's too much to pay for levies where your bond is 5.5.
Yes.
And if you're already in sort of that income bracket where you're looking at a place that's 5.5 for bond, you shouldn't be paying 3K for levies. So those are some of the considerations. Even looking at taxes, the taxes typically tend to not be like, the rates and taxes typically tend to not be that high,
mm-hmm.
but there are a few suburbs in Joburg where it can be a bit steep.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people kind of not rushing into it, because the reality is it's a 20-year-long relationship.
Yeah.
So you have to essentially treat it like a marathon, not a sprint, and pace yourself. I mean, I'm now learning to kind of pace myself, although I'm a bit bullish also in the acquisition. So,
girl, exactly. I was about to say, pace yourself. Where, how?
I know. So it's a bit of a. I mean, I say to people, pace yourself, because I also know how daunting it can be.
Mm.
To also have whether it's the mortgage and the levies and the rates and. So I think pacing is important. I don't always take my advice in that department, but if you don't pace yourself, then you have to have a contingency plan in terms of how you're going to manage it. So I think I'm fortunate that I don't have other responsibilities. I mean, you were saying earlier that we're finding that a lot of single, unmarried women, and often women who also don't have children, are buying quite a bit of properties. So I think with us, we probably have a bit more wiggle room in terms of what we can do with our budget and what we can do with our finances.
Mm.
Whereas our female counterparts who are married and perhaps even or unmarried but have children have to have a different consideration. So I think assessing sort of your finances is quite important, because you also don't want to default on payments, especially a bond payment.
No.
And that's very important. So rather, I mean, one of the big tips I always give to people who are young and very little responsibilities, if you go and qualify for, let's say, that 1 million rand home loan, A, don't buy the max. So don't max out like the 1 million on one property,
mm-hmm.
or buy a property that's 950 and you're going to live in it. We don't need to be in our 20s living in a 950 apartment.
I'm glad that you touched on that, Zamantunga, the numbers, right? To make it practical for people, because even saving is a struggle in South Africa where people say, well, I don't have enough. I actually need to earn more money in order to allocate my balance, my budget accordingly.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, where did you start and how did you manage the money and the costs and the expenses and even the sacrifices that you had to make? Because as you say, when you've got a lot more wiggle room, you're happy to sacrifice and eat bread and soup for the rest of the month, knowing that your debt's paid.
Yeah. I think, I mean, one of the big things for me, this certainly is quite a big sacrifice factor. And in many ways, I suppose I'm fortunate. I don't go out as much, even though people think I do. I think the glory of sort of my day job is some of the work seems like you're going out, but you're not really, you know. It's work. And so money that would be used for going out purposes tends to be me not going out. And I think one thing that's also important is just to kind of know what I'm doing it. I mean, I'm very... Yeah, I'm very bullish now in the portfolio that I'm building, and I have a very clear vision about where I'm taking my property journey. So making some of those sacrifices, as hard as it sometimes is, I'm realizing that I know it'll pay off in the next few years.
Oh, man, I'm so inspired because you are the face that we need to see as young females across the continent, and even men as well, to know that it's possible, it's doable, regardless of the family dynamics, and also not holding ourselves back just because of your relationship status, which I think is a big tip that you share on your social media profile. For Politans, we're in conversation with Zamantunga Khumalo, who's a property investor, also well known for her work within South Africa's media space. And the big tips that she's sharing regarding investing in property: start early, make sure you understand your credit score, understand your affordability as well as hidden costs, and make sure that you work for pre-approval. Research, research, research. Zamantunga, so great having you. We hope to have you join us again
as we
continue the series in the upcoming weeks.
Thank you so much, Kukuletu.
Fantastic.
Kaya with Kukuletu Mfuphi
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.